So he was prejudiced. When my grandmother and my grandfather had children, some came out white almost, and some came out what? Black. And this black grandfather didn't like those half white children. And in those days, those old people showed, they weren't afraid of their children. You know, if they didn't like something, they told you. And they act like it. They showed it. And when my black grandfather, who was real dark, would come to the house to see his daughter, and here she was married to this half white man, and with all these little half white children, he would bring candy. And in those days, candy was a treat to children. Today, they could forget it. You can forget it. They don't want it. They want money. And when my black grandfather would come, and he would bring all the little dark ones like him and tell him to come and kiss him, set him on his knee and give him a piece of candy. But the light ones that was almost white, he wouldn't even speak to them. He wouldn't even give them a piece and wouldn't kiss them or nothing. That's prejudice, isn't it? It is. So he really, but what was wrong with him was, and my father was one of those real light ones. So he suffered the consequences. And he'll tell you today, I hate that man. But you know what happened to my great-grandfather? The way he was treated, he was just prejudiced. And he was treated bad, and he just didn't want to see his daughter with this man. And it was just because of the way that the black people had been treated. But that didn't help those little light-skinned children at all in that house, because they didn't understand it. Okay, all right.
I said they were both collectors, and I should tell you what the other one was collecting. Now tell them what the other one was collecting.
Oh, no, the black one was the manure collector. One was a tax collector, and one was a manure. You know how you had to go to those outdoor houses, outdoors, so he was one of those collectors. That's all right. Okay, we'll go to...
Wait a minute, I've got a question. So, your father had many brothers and sisters, some dark and some light.
14 of them.
Did they heal that between them, what that grandfather had started?
From what I can see, no, they had no... It didn't cause the children to have friction.
Oh, they were okay then.
Yeah, undoubtedly my grandmother was a strong person because my grandfather died. Mm-hmm. So she probably didn't take any joke about, you know, being prejudiced among each other. See, in those days, those people controlled their house. Now, she would let her father come in there, but I'm sure when that sucker left, she told them all. I know black women that's strong, and I'm sure she told them she wasn't going to have that mess in here, what daddy brought in here. And she might have taken some of that candy and gave it to those other ones when he left. He was smart enough to stay there until they ate it, and then he left. But I'm sure she did. I mean, because they love daddy. I mean, because more... The dark ones, because see, daddy was on the tail end. So I'm sure that because they raised him after she died, then they raised him. So I've never seen any strife among the brothers and sisters. Because by the time I was, it was about eight of them, by the time I got old enough to understand what's going on. And so he really, there's never been any prejudice. Uh-huh, they really stuck together. Because I know, when one would act up, because my father was one that would act up because he was the younger one, and they babied him. And when my mother died when I was four, so when my stepmother did something he didn't like, he'd go whine to his brothers and sisters. And I remember my older aunt, who was real nice, and she told my stepmama, don't you mess with my brother. And so don't you hit him. Don't you hit him. So there wasn't any prejudice. Okay, we were talking about historical spots. On St. Simon's Island, on the north end of the island, there's a historical spot where during the time of slavery, when a ship went to Africa to get people to bring them here to America to sell them for slaves, while they were over in Africa on this particular trip, they went by the Igbo tribe and they found 18 grown people. They fooled them. They told them, we want you to go to America to work. When they got here in America, they're on St. Simon's Island, Georgia, on the north end of the island. They're on Dunbar Creek, where the ships would come in from off the ocean into that creek, and they would load and unload the slaves there on Dunbar Creek. That's when those people, 18 from the Igbo tribe, found out that they came here to America to be slaves. And all 18 from the Igbo tribe on that trip said no. Rather to be a slave here in America, we would rather be dead. They linked themselves together with chains to keep anyone from backing out at the last moment because they all had agreed to die rather than to be a slave. They all went down, all 18 went down and said a prayer. And they were saying that water brought us here to America and water's going to carry us away. And all 18 got up and backed themselves out into Dunbar Creek and they drowned themselves. And today, that's a historical spot on St. Simon's Island, Georgia. There on Dunbar Creek, today it's called Igbo's Landing. And that's where the song comes from that we sang today in this generation. Freedom, freedom over me. Before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. You all know that song? You all are just listening. And I'm going to ask Doug if he would sing some of that for you. And then we want you to join in and sing that song with us. But today, right on St. Simon's Island, on the north end, there, it's called Glen Haven. It's a white subdivision. You didn't call them subdivision years ago. But it's in the white subdivision, but it comes right into that creek there on St. Simon's Island. And see, the white subdivision is right here, and then you go no further down, and to the right is where the black subdivision was, and it's called Harrington, but you call it all Frederica now because of Frederica, Fort Frederica. How many have known about Fort Frederica? Okay, we're going to have to take these people down to Georgia.
Oh, freedom. I'll be
that historical spot on same time was ours. Oh, let me see, we were in People Magazine, and we were in People Magazine in 87, and a picture of that historical spot. Is it here? Here it is right here. This is Ebo's Landing. Doug and I were in People Magazine, and we were standing there on, and they took a picture of us on Ebo's Landing, and they were so dumb that they didn't put it in the you know, the article that we were standing on Ebo's Landing. That's what it's all about, what we're trying to preserve. They like, they went into how we met when we married, you know. I mean, you know, I tell you, they were trying to enlighten people on what we were doing, and what this is what happens when two or three people edited that have not talked to you. Mm-hmm. And so they, when I complained, they said, because we were on the road, we were in Maryland when this article came out, wasn't it? And I didn't proofread it. One of our agents proofread it. And so then they're going to tell me, well, people want to know about your life. When you're in the limelight, they want to know about your life. That's not what people want to know. They don't mind knowing about your dirty laundry, but they want to know what about the historical spots and stuff and about history. But this is Ebo's Landing right here.
What's the date on that?
It's October. What is it, baby?
October
12th.
Yeah, October 12th.
Tomorrow, what we'll do, October 12th, 1987. And we've got it, our agent put us on the front, but Michael Jackson is on the front of it. But for our PR material, she put us on the, you know, made it up like this to show that we were in People Magazine. We were in Time Magazine in September of last year, and we were in Southern Living November of last year. That's what you read about. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow we'll talk about it.
Please tell the story about Amy. And I was trying to, I read.
We're going to get it tomorrow.
Please don't forget to tell
them
about Amy.
Oh, we're going to get to that tomorrow. And that's another historical spot. We're going to get to that one tomorrow. And something else I was going to tell you about that we were going to do tomorrow. We're going to get to that one tomorrow. And here is, about, she brought up about Amen. Here is Christ Church on St. Simon's Island. And believe me, it looks just like this. That's Christ Church. And we're going to tell you about the faith aspects of that and what happened. And this is the lighthouse on St. Simon's Island. Oh, that's the lighthouse. And this is Christ Church. And I'll tell you about these two historical spots. This class goes so fast. The time goes so fast. I would like, as I said before, I would like to change it. Okay.
I have some pictures here from Jekyll Island, if anybody's interested.
From Jekyll Island?
Yeah, it's in the wine section.
Oh, okay. In the what? In
the wine section of time, you know, the hotel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, on Jekyll Island, they have that. Do you have a picture of Rockefeller's house? Uh-huh. And that pot that the first pot that they cooked in there. Did you get that? I don't know if they still got that.
It's hanging outside, I believe.
No. They see the things that they should move, they don't. Now that was something should have been, you know, on display for tourists to come and see that pot that they cooked the first food in for the slaves there. They moved it. Like I said, they preserved what they shouldn't.
Because when I came to Brunswick to live, it was a game that we called Juba, that the slaves made up because of how they had to eat leftovers from the master and overseer's table from a trough like a hog water. On the islands, when I first came to Brunswick, I was working over there for the Jekyll Island Authority, which was owned by the state. They also had one of those old troughs that the slaves ate out over there, but they don't have it over there.
Okay, tomorrow we're going. I've told you about my dirty linen. Tomorrow we're going to talk about Doug's sharecropping. Okay? Would you like that?
Yeah.
All right. And we've talked about the owls. Now we're going to talk about the mainland tomorrow about his sharecropping. shopping experience. And his people is laundry too. All right, let's see y'all tomorrow.